Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And here we go, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I am your co-host for today's live broadcast on behalf of my co-host, who happens to be on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We want to welcome everyone to today's broadcast. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but this is a very, very special live show today. We hope you're definitely as excited as we are. We are beyond excited today to have with us today really one of the country's leading physicians and one of the absolute true elite doctors from the very great state of Illinois. We want to welcome our most special guest here today, Dr. Richard Lohr from Decatur, Illinois. Welcome, Dr. Lohr.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bard. It's always great to hear your voice, and it's great to be here today.
It's a real treat, Doc, and it really is a special, special honor to have you with us here today for our live broadcast. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to really, really love about our show is not only did they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here, Dr. Richard Lohr from Decatur, Illinois, but also during our broadcast, they really get a very, very up-close and personal look, almost a behind-the-curtain look as to why you, Dr. Lohr, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and many who've actually never been injured but continue to suffer from these chronic pain syndromes. And we're going to dive right in to the deep end of the pool here today with a technology that you are so well known for. It is known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you explain to our audience, Dr. Lohr, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, Dr. Bard, you asked the question that patients ask me every day, that doctors here in town and around my office ask me all the same question, and I tell them the very same thing. Non-surgical spinal decompression is an event that occurs when we take the spine and we actually take this high technology, new researched, highly researched equipment, and we're able to decompress the spine, creating a vacuum that allows us for the first time in years to be able to hydrate and bring water back into dehydrated, deteriorated, bulging, herniated discs. This is something that doctors call me every week and say, I didn't know that the disc can be rehydrated. I didn't know. I thought once the disc was gone, the disc was gone. And I spend more time educating physicians, family physicians, internal medicine physicians, even neurosurgeons, ask me this question. I tell them all the same thing. The research, the review of the literature shows that the disc contains within itself the power and the utilization to be able to heal itself if it's given the water. And this was what this machine was designed so brilliantly for, was number one, to bring water back into the disc So the disc can heal itself. So we don't have to treat the disc with band-aids such as shots, such as epidural steroid injections, which are not FDA approved. Doctors ask me this every week, and they say, you mean spinal injections are not FDA approved? And I say, no, they've never been FDA approved because they're not safe. They're not effective. They just don't work. So I love the fact to be here today, to be able to give these patients hope, to give these doctors, these family physicians, internal medicine doctors who have no place to refer their patients. They have no idea what to do other than the simple old standard of care that was laid down by insurance companies, that was laid down by pharmaceutical companies, which is number one, drugs, number two, shot injections, number three, physical therapy, and step number four, surgery that has a very high failure rate. So the reason I'm here on this beautiful sunny day, which I know you'd rather be out with your beautiful family in sunny Florida, but I would much rather be here because I've got goosebumps because I never get tired of getting this word out. And this is what I feel my mission, my clear mission, I know God put me on this earth for one reason, and that's to decompress spines, to put water back into those discs. And this is how simple it is. This is what I love about spinal decompression, the simplicity of it, the safety of it, the fact that we can't hurt anybody on this machine. It's virtually impossible if you learn the protocols and learn how it works. So this is why I'm so excited to be here today, because we got such a simple answer that so many people and so many doctors have no idea that it even exists. So thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, it's our true honor, and it really is a special treat for our national and really international audience who are such big fans of our broadcast, the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And I think you, Dr. Laura, hit it right on the head when you said one key word here, and that key word was simple. And I think part of your magic is the simple fact that you've been able so amazingly successfully to take what has been really a very challenging issue for so many physicians to communicate to their patients. What you've been able to do is to be able to communicate it so well and with such authority and with such confidence, and that confidence clearly comes from your experience. So in your experience, Dr. Lohr, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
I can tell you, Dr. Bard, 90% of the people that come to see me are in the age group of 75 years old to 85 years old. And the reason I think that there is such an older company here, such an older crowd, is simply because these poor people, and when I say poor, I mean they've been misled for so long. They've gone down that standard of care. They've gone down the road. They've gone down multiple times with the shots, with months and months of physical therapy, maybe two or three back surgeries. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. He's had four back surgeries. He's gone to the top neurosurgeons in the country to have this done. And the poor guy's still addicted to pain meds. So I think why people finally end up in my office because they spent so many years running down these bad pathways, the pathways that they thought that their doctor told them, this is all we can do for you. This is it. Now, by the time they get to me, they all tell me the same thing. You're my last hope. The doctors, they can't give me any more meds. They said that my liver enzymes are high. I can't have any more steroid injections. I can't have any more pain medication. My physical therapy is, I've been through physical therapy three times, and Medicare is not going to pay for it. Blue Cross isn't going to pay for it. So I think, unfortunately, these people get to me at this point in their life where they're at the end of their rope. And most of the time, by that time, they are in the severe category. The deterioration of the disc it's gotten so bad that these people come in weakness in the legs. This is the biggest thing that holds these people back. They come in with canes, walkers, wheelchairs, and they all tell me the same thing. I can't walk. I just can't. I can sit, most all day, not too bad, but I just can't walk. I can't. My life is over. I can't go to Walmart. I can't walk across the store to pick up my stuff. And I would love to get these people at a younger point in their life. And unfortunately, when they're younger, they tend to follow what the doctor says and what all these multiple doctors say, and they've been everywhere and tried everything. And it's just, I feel so bad for these people that they're so far along. I wish I could get my hands on them when they were younger, because it would take less time and cost less money. But that's just the way the thing works, because people don't know that it's available. They don't know that this research was done. They don't know that this technology is there, because the doctors don't know. This is why we got to get the word out. And I think this is why the population that I see most of is that 75 to 85 year old, chronic back pain, sciatica, weakness in the legs, not able to go where they want to go. When I asked one young lady, I said, what would you like to do? She said, I just want to be able to go to church on Sunday with my family and go to lunch afterwards. And I can't do that because I can't sit on the hard benches. I don't have the strength in my legs to do that. And so when we get them back going to church and having lunch with their family, they're so grateful. They're so thrilled, because this was not ever explained or offered to them before. And they all tell me the same thing. I wish to God I would have come in here 20 years ago and I wouldn't have had 20 years of misery. Now you gave me my life back. And now I can do the things. I can play golf again. I can walk down to the mailbox and get my mail again. So we're just returning these people back to the simple activities of daily life, bathing themselves again, going to the restroom by themselves again, which is so, it's such a demeaning thing as we get older. And I think that's what the joy that I receive more than anything is when people tell me, you are the only person that was able to help me. You gave me my life back. And that's what gets me fired up. It's I feel like I'm here and I'm fulfilling my purpose of bringing this message to these people who before had no hope, and now they get their lives back.
Absolutely incredible. We are joined here by the one and only, and if you've heard this broadcast before, and many of you have for many years, you know that we've never used that term before, but we are joined here by the one and only Dr. Richard Law from Decatur, Illinois, and I'm going to qualify why he is the one and only on this broadcast, but would you be so kind, Dr. Law, as to sharing with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number and your website, please?
Yes, sir. Our phone number is area code 217-706-5551. Our internet, our website is, of course, www.decaturdiscenter.com. And our address is 3090 North Main Street, Suite A, and that's Decatur, Illinois, 62526.
Now, the reason, and I could spend 10 shows on why you are the one and only, but let's start from, I would say, from the beginning. And when I say from the beginning, what I mean, Dr. Law, is the simple fact that there are patients that travel very far to see you. They travel across state lines. They travel across counties. They travel across countries to come to see you for a very distinct and a very, very special reason. And a lot of that has to do with your evaluation procedures to qualify who meets the criteria for acceptance within your facilities and within your offices. Can you share with our listening audience the importance of what is commonly known as an MRI study and how you utilize the MRI study to make a determination as to who qualifies for care within your five-star facilities?
Yes, sir. It's again, that's very simple, Dr. Bard. All we need is an MRI. An X-ray won't do it. What we see on that MRI, what we look for is the stage of deterioration that this patient is most likely in. We have a stage one, a stage two, a stage three, and a stage four. And again, most of these people come to me in a stage three or four, in a stage where the disc has gotten thinner and thinner as we've gotten older. Now, that can be from trauma. That can be from repetitive lifting. That can be from someone who sits all day. The reason how they got there doesn't make that much difference, but pretty much all we need is an MRI. And I can tell pretty much by looking at that, how long is it going to take? How much is it going to cost? What is the average visit? And we kind of analyze that, and we sit down, we examine the patient, we put them on the table, we get graphs from the decompression machine, we see if they're going to be a good candidate or not, based on how they respond to that first treatment. We kind of keep a real close eye on them. We evaluate their response to the pull, and we pretty much go from there, and we sit down with the patient after that and they say, here's what we've come up with. Here's what we'd recommend. And all we need is that MRI. And when we show that to people, they usually say, this is the first time I've ever seen this, or they can look at that MRI and it makes sense to them. A white disc means it has water in it. A black disc means it doesn't. The water has gone out, and they can see the difference between the normal and the abnormal MRI. And when we explain how the table works, they finally say, I feel like I'm in the right place. Why wasn't this ever explained to me? I can see now that why those previous treatments did not work, because none of those previous treatments can get water back into the disc. And it makes sense to them. It registers with them. And now they say, I know I'm going to get better. And they believe it, and they really bond to the idea, the research and the how it works and why it works. And that's why I get so excited. It's just, and they, again, Dr. Bard, is simple. And this is what has been overlooked. Most people are offered complex answers and gone down so many roads that they're so confused by the time they really don't understand the condition that they have. And when we explain that to them, when we show that MRI to them, it makes sense. That's what I love about it. It's just so simple and easy to understand.
You know, one of the things that I think that has really separated you from the pack with respect to your evolution, really, as a physician, and when we said in the beginning of the show, and we don't use this term loosely, one of the true elite physicians, not just in Illinois, but nationally, as a spinal disc specialist. And when we say the word elite, I thought it was interesting because I think you started, I think that was the name of your original clinic, might have been Elite. Back in the day? I don't want to date you, but back in the day, you
yes.
started as a true elite center, and really now as one of the premier spinal disc specialists in the country. And I think it's interesting for our listening audience to know this, as we're coming to you live from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. We have the ultimate elite doctor here, Dr. Richard Law, joining us here on our live international broadcast here. I think it's very interesting for our listening audience to understand and to know that you could have practiced anywhere in the country, Dr. Law. Why did you choose Decatur, Illinois, to practice?
You know, it's funny, Dr. Bard, how that worked. It really all comes, like you have taught us and Dr. Kaplan, you know, all roads lead to disc. And as I was practicing chiropractic, which I love, I'm a hardcore chiropractor. My dad's a chiropractor, my dad's brother, my younger brother. I was adjusted the day I was born. I never had a shot. I never had immunizations. I think I went to the doctor one time growing up to get stitches. And we were allowed to have sugar only on holidays and birthdays and a certain time. So I had that great, great start in life with chiropractic and nutritional supplements and healthy eating style. You know, 55 years ago when my dad was doing this, that was long before Dr. Oz. It was long before all of the things. And the chiropractors knew way back then how to be healthy. But I knew after, as much as I love chiropractic and how great it works, and I get adjusted all the time, I knew when it came to deteriorated chronic degenerative discs, I just wasn't getting the results. And I was searching, I was looking, there's got to be a better way. And so I saw this practice come up for sale in Decatur, Illinois. It was called the Elite Care Center. And so I went and looked, and I saw these in the back, covered with dust and blankets and pillows and things, were these two big tables. And I said, what are those? And they looked like traction tables. And one of the girls there, she said, well, those are decompression tables. You know, before the doctor passed away, you know, that it was really taken off. But if the table's just been sitting here since he passed away. And so I said, I want to learn this. So this, I started looking into spinal decompression. And at that time, Dr. Kaplan and yourself were not teaching that course. There was no books on it. There was nothing that I could learn from. So I just started getting on the table myself. I started putting girlfriends on staff, family members. And
that's
I'll tell you that's
a memorable date. I would love if you were on The Bachelor and you would have done that. But being the family man that you are, that would have been quite unique.
So anyway, I had chronic sciatica myself, and I had been to some of the world's top doctors. They said, you need to have back surgery. I had sciatica going down my right leg, and I just didn't have a true sciatica, but that right leg was weak. And I felt like when I walked, I was pulling it along, and it was getting worse over the years just from bending over that chiropractic table all day. And so after about 3 weeks on that table, my leg started feeling normal again. And I was so excited with the results. And so the very first time that you and Dr. Kaplan taught that course in Dallas, I know you've heard this story, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I would crawl on my hands and knees through glass to get to that certification because I knew this worked, but I didn't know why. And I was getting great results, but nobody was teaching it. There was just so few. So I finally got down to that certification, and I haven't missed one since. And because I love learning more and learning new things and better ways. So what the bottom line was, it's the results that we get from the decompression and how I stumbled on it. And it was just the weirdest thing, how I ended up in Decatur, Illinois. And now that I look back, I see the hand of God and plopping me down here, and how it all makes sense to me. At the time, it just unfolded and turned into this beautiful practice where just recently it wasn't an easy thing for me to do, to give up my chiropractic side of the practice. I loved all these chiropractic patients, but I got so busy with the decompression, and I knew when it comes to low back and deteriorated disc, decompression gets the best results. And I wanted to totally focus on it. Now that with you, I'm helping like to teach it and to get involved in more and with the research with the International Disc Education Association, which is a wonderful organization doing great things. And I'm becoming more involved with that. So it wasn't easy for me to let go of that chiropractic side, but I knew that this was my mission. I know this was my calling, and I knew that this is what I was supposed to do. And I felt led to that. And that's all we focus on now. And I hope this answered your question. I wouldn't want to be talking too long here, but I know we only have so much time. So I hope that answered your question.
It absolutely answers our question for not just myself, but our incredible listening audience, because of the simple fact that what it really speaks to, I'm going to use another word on this show that we've never used in all the years of doing this broadcast, which started out as a national broadcast, which is now an international broadcast. But we're going to use a word on this show that we've never used before, because I think it speaks to why you practice in Decatur, Illinois, and what you are and have been about for all these years. And that word is simple, and that word is loyalty. And when we use the word loyalty, what we're really quantifying or qualifying is, number one, your loyalty to Decatur, Illinois, your loyalty to your patients, which is above and beyond the call of duty, and especially the thing that I'm so impressed about, as is everyone who's fortunate enough to know you, is your loyalty to learning. And I think it's very interesting because as successful as you are an incredible and an avid learner of better ways to make it better for your patients. And I think that speaks so much to who you are, what you are about, why you really are so magnetic, And I think that's why you've attracted the team members that you have through all these years, that you have not just a five-star clinic, but you really have a five-star staff there that is just as big a part of the healing in your clinic. And you most recently moved into really one of the most, I would say, one of the most showcase centers in the United States. As a matter of fact, it's the new national training center for all the DISC centers of America, which is the largest group of spinal decompression throughout the United States. Can you speak a little bit about this experience and how and why there was a need to create really, if you will, the Taj Mahal of spinal decompression centers?
I would, Dr. Bard, and I say this with all humility, and I agree with you. My staff, I've got a great group of ladies that are just phenomenal. They feel like they were led here. They feel like this is what they're supposed to do. They love the patients, and the patients love them. And patients actually ask us when they're done with their treatments, they say, can I come back and sit in? I'm just going to miss this office. I'm going to miss everybody. Can I just come in and have coffee and sit in the lazy boy chairs and just kind of just once in a while? Absolutely. We would love to have you. And patients don't want to leave when they're done. And we moved over here. And again, that's a beautiful big facility. Patients say all the time, you know, when they walk in, I feel like I'm underdressed. I feel like I'm in a five-star hotel. I've never seen anything like this in central Illinois. This looks like it could be in Beverly Hills, California, or Miami Beach, Florida. They look around and they say, it just gives you such a good feeling when you walk in because they feel the love. They feel our dedication. And again, I say this with humility, not saying I drive a car that's 15 years old. I rent a very modest little house. And I don't even own a home because I invest everything that I own, I've invested into this practice and into the equipment. I want the best equipment. I want the best training. I want the best staff. And I want to spend my time learning how I can help more people because that is what makes me happier than a house or a nice new car. I don't hardly think about those things because those aren't a priority. My priority is giving these patients the best because that's what I would want my mother to have. That's what I want my family or children to have. And this is what I love about you and Dr. Kaplan. This is why I follow you guys all over the world. Wherever you speak, I go. I drop whatever I'm doing because I feel your commitment and your dedication to spinal decompression. You guys love it as much as I do. You realize that all roads lead to the disc. Even in chiropractic, a subluxation that chiropractors treat, a lot of them don't realize that the disc is always involved somehow in that subluxation. And you can't correct the subluxation without addressing the disc issue. So I am so grateful. When it comes time to leave at night, I think, gosh, is it time to go home? I didn't really want to go home. I don't want to leave. We're having so much fun. We're getting such great results. The patients love to come in, and they don't want to stop coming in when their treatments are over. And it's just such a blessing. And it's one of those things, you know, Dr. Bard, where it's not something where I had to try to, it comes effortlessly. And when the doctors come to visit here and they stay, they come follow me around for a day from all over the country and all over the world. And they all say the same thing. It's like you're not even trying. You just walk in and you say this and you tell them the truth and you walk out and it's just, you make it look so easy and effortless. And I say, because I'm not trying to do anything. It just happens naturally when you're on purpose and you know what your purpose is and you know what your mission in life is. It's so simple. It doesn't take any effort. It's not tiring. I don't feel worn out when I go home at the end of the day. I feel energized. And oftentimes I don't want to go home just then because, wow, this is so cool. I don't want to leave. The results are so good, so much better than anything that I've ever done. And I tell doctors, when you get results, that increases your confidence, your conviction, your zest for life, and your love to helping patients. That's what we went into this in the first place for, and that's what you really have to focus on. Dr. Kaplan, he says this over and over. You got to have the best equipment, be the best doctor, get the best training. Those three things I always come back to because it enriches your life professionally. It enriches your life personally. And there is nothing on this earth that can compare to helping another human being when they're suffering and they're in pain and they tell you, you gave me my life back. That just, there's no car or vacation or home on earth that can compare to that feeling. And I am so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful to you and Dr. Kaplan for the commitment to the DISC Education Association. What that's doing, we're going to bring this message of hope to so many millions of patients who are suffering needlessly.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I'm so glad that you shared that. We're joined here as we're coming to the end of our international broadcast here. We have a little bit of time left with the best of the best, Dr. Richard Lohr, here on our international broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. I'm Dr. Bard, and with my co-host, Dr. Kaplan, we're so honored here today to have really with us a doctor that has really taken the art and the science of disc care and has not only taken it to heart, but has really taken it to application. And I think one of the things that has always made you, Dr. Lohr, so endearing and so magnetic and so attractive with respect to helping patients, your loyalty, your commitment to excellence. You know, years ago there was a billboard. If you're in California, you know what I'm talking about. There was a billboard for a football team. The football team was the Oakland Raiders. We've never shared this on any other show we've ever done for years, but if there was ever a time to share it, this is the time. There was a billboard, and that billboard simply had three words. And those three words were commitment to excellence. And because of the simple fact that you made a commitment to excellence is something that your patients obviously know, and your patients obviously are really, really blessed as the new president of, and really the first president of the International Disc Education Association, which is an amazing organization, which has as its co-chairman the person who actually invented spinal decompression. His name is Dr. Alan Dyer, the former Minister of Health, medical physician from Canada. And to have now as the inaugural president, you, Dr. Lohr, is really such an incredible honor for all the doctors and obviously all the patients. And as we get down to the end of the show, one of the things I wanted to ask you was this. We only get 24 hours in a day. And if there was ever a doctor that figured out a way to get more juice out of the day, it's you, Dr. Lohr. So my question to you is this, and that is a question that I wanted to ask on behalf of a number of listeners here who are very curious about this one question. And the question is this: when you're not helping all the patients that you do from near and far with every type of condition, malady, pain syndrome, and attracting really some of the most chronic pain conditions, giving them not just hope, but giving them results. When you're not doing that, what do you like to do for fun outside of your showcased spinal decompression center?
You know, Dr. Bard, coming from a guy like you who is probably, I'd not say probably, I've met very, very many successful doctors in my time, growing up with my father, who is a very successful doctor, visiting hundreds and hundreds of doctor's offices and chiropractic offices, you have the most self-discipline and the most the time management skills that you have, the amount of emails and marketing and information and the things that you send out in a day, I don't know how I don't know how you could ever have a hobby or do anything besides work, because I see in you and Dr. Kaplan guys who it doesn't ever turn off. And I, that's one thing I love about you guys, because you do it for the love of helping other doctors, helping patients, and helping people. And I think it's the same with me. I don't have any hobbies. I really don't have any, because I have my legal pad by me almost at all times. And I'm always writing down little things or ideas or notes that come, or my to-do list. Here's what I want to implement in the office on Monday. Even over the weekend, I'm down here on pretty much every day, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And it's because I love being here. And it's not because I'm a workaholic or I don't have anything else to do. It's because of the love and the commitment that I feel. I feel like I'm fulfilling my life's purpose. And like I said, there's no other thing that compares to helping other people who are suffering. And I think that's what it all boils down to. And anything else that I could do, I mean, I tried to hit playing golf. I tried, and there's just no place that I would rather be than in my office or reading or studying and learning about decompression and other health things. We recently started doing all these patient education videos, and we have the patients watch them on headphones on iPads in the office when they're icing. And they keep coming to us and saying, do you have more videos? Do you have any new videos yet? And that's what I work on a lot, is making these videos and giving the patients more information and more helpful things that they can do at home, how to eat healthier, with the proper exercise. You know, I'm working on one now, deep breathing, restful sleep, proper eating habits, what kind of supplements should you take, and these kind of things. And it just makes me feel so good that they say, you know, I can't thank you enough for these videos. This video here that you talk about inspired me to lose weight and inspired me to not eat late at night. Like you talked about, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, you're helping people in so many different ways. And I think I'm very fortunate with that I grew up in that family, that my father was a very dedicated, committed doctor. He had a table right in the foyer of the house. And the patients would come to the house on weekends when he was busy or he just got home from the office. He'd say, you want to run by the house real quick? That's how dedicated he was. And I think that's where I learned that from. And I was very fortunate to have that kind of an example, like your son's, that the example that you've given them. And now when I see that your son, Devin, is going to be starting chiropractic school, that's got to make you feel so good that there's no hobby on this face of this earth that could make you feel any better than giving your children that legacy, teaching your children to love, to help other people. It's not about making money. And I tell these other doctors when they come, I say, you know, if you forget about the money, if you love the patient and you do, and you go above and beyond, the money will fall in your lap. You'll never have to worry about money again. And then you're not the slave of money. You're not constantly thinking about bills. You're not thinking about money. Get that out of your mind, you know, become dedicated and committed, and the money will follow you. Don't waste your energy on that. Put your energy into helping those patients. So again, I know we're getting towards the end here, and I don't want to overshoot my welcome. So I hope I answered your question there, Dr. Bard.
Well, you most definitely did, Dr. Lore. And, you know, there's an old saying that iron sharpens iron. And who you surround yourself with has really been part of the real recipe to success, if not the main ingredient. And I think that's why, especially with your staff. And, you know, for me, I've been so lucky and blessed in the sense that I have great role models of fathers whose sons became chiropractors. And it's a very short list. But you, my friend, are at the top of that list because you followed the path and you made it yours, and all your patients are truly so fortunate to be able to have access to you, and we're so lucky to have you on our broadcast here. Would you share one more time in closing your contact information with our audience, please?
Yes, sir. Our phone number is area code 217-706-5551, and our website is DecaturDiscCenter.com, and Decatur is spelled DecaturDisc and then center.com. And our address is 3090 North Main, Decatur, Illinois 62526, right next to Papa John's Pizza which the locals all know exactly where that is.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. We could do 10 shows with you, Dr. Lahr, and not say the same thing twice because of, number one, your depth of knowledge, your experience, your commitment to excellence, your caring, your compassion, your love for your patients. And we're so honored that you joined us here on our live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We want to thank our incredible listening audience here. You guys also, too, are such fans. We appreciate all the emails. We appreciate all the incredible comments and everything that you do. And until next time, on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we want to thank you for listening. And we're excited to see you eventually, but more importantly, that you tune in and listen to the next episode of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We want to thank you again. Have an awesome week, an awesome weekend. And this is Dr. Bard signing off. We will see you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Thanks for joining us.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.